1 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers they counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet if I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
Numbers 24:17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Shem.
Isaiah 52:13-53. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He should be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. That which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Number 72, verses 1-4.
Oh, come, O come, Emmanuel.
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 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away as privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be a child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus.
Number 92.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Number 110.
Called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when he has found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Mother, 29.
justice that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, a blind babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Number 93.
Luke 2:15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of our purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against thee. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God in fasting and in prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave things likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
98.
From the realms of glory, bring your glory. 14:2-5-11. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Hymn number 90.
Oh God.
Oh, God.
controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God is manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Let's pray.
Oh God, maker of the universe, maker of each one in here, please, Father, humble us and help us to realize that we aren't as important as sometimes we think we are, and that we're here to serve Thee, love Thee, and obey Thee. And Father, I ask for special grace and help for each one of us here, that we would be formed more into Thy image, be more willing to crucify our flesh, look to Thee for health and victory in our lives. Please bless each one here and help us all as we strive to follow the Word. Continue to give us thy guidance, I ask in Jesus' name.
Father, I do thank you for sending your Son to show us the way to eternal life. Father, that if we really want to, we can know that we are right with you, Father, that we can know that we are in you, that we have your smile of approval. We're not left in darkness, wandering about, not knowing whether we have a clear relationship with you or not. But Lord, you've given us your word, and the sincere ones are going to follow it. Thank you for those who are willing to venture out today to be here with us. Pray that it would be edifying to us all, that your spirit would touch hearts this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, if you would, my brother, Lord, to humble us, to cleanse our hearts and minds, that we would cherish the things that are precious to you also. And if you flee from evil, Lord, as we do with those who are unable to come today, me.
Father, Lord, it's good for us to remember that you placed a part of your being, a person of the Godhead, the Word, the Logos. You placed it in a virgin's womb, prepared for the body, that it might live among us and be one of us, a brother, bone of our bones. That it might speak to us thy words. The Logos became flesh, the only begotten Son of God. Lived a sinless life. Displayed God's righteousness, God's righteous judgments. And what reaction, Lord, did the world have to that? But they hated you and they murdered you as soon as they had the opportunity and the power. see that same spirit alive today. But Father, I pray that the only thing that they would see in us that they would hate would not be our own faults and failings, but would be Thy pure Word living through us. And if they hate us for that reason, Lord, help us to just rejoice, be thankful that we can suffer reproach for Your name's sake. Father, help us to continue shining the same light that You shined, even if we suffer for it, even if we bear reproach for it, even if the world and Satan, the flesh, hates it. Father, help us to find joy in taking a stand with Thy Holy Son, Jesus, in shedding the same light, in bearing some of the same reproach, entering into His work. Let that be a joy. Let that be a blessing. Father, I don't understand why You love this wicked planet and the people on it, that You would send that precious Word, a lamb among wolves, to be devoured. But Father, we understand that that was the only way You could legally pardon any of us. If that lamb was slain, if that blood was shed as a sin offering. Father, help us this morning as we've read through these passages, as we've sung these psalms. It doesn't matter how wonderful we sing. It doesn't matter how well we read. It matters if we've heard the words. It matters if we've entered into the meaning. If we've grasped the concepts and realized that this is not a story from a storybook. This is history. This happened. It was prophesied for thousands of years. It finally came. The day arrived. It was fulfilled. It's something we can look back on as history. Father, we hunger and thirst for the day when Thy Son will return. The day of the restitution of all things. Father, I pray that You would set Your holy child upon the throne. That He would rule and reign with a rod of iron. And we could be His happy and blessed subjects. We ask it in Jesus' precious name.
methods that he uses to sift people, to try the desires in their hearts, stood out to me as far as the Gentiles coming in. Did they have to become Jews? Well, God sprinkles a little bit of prophecy concerning that in some of these passages. Did you see it? And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. It doesn't say that the Gentiles will have to become Jews. The Jews have always been able to trust in him. The Gentiles have too, but here it talks about them still being Gentiles and yet trusting in him.
Right.
Little things like that, but if you speak carefully, you can find. Also, did you notice that they did according to the law of the Lord? It doesn't say according to the law of Moses. But it's talking about what we know of as the law of Moses. It's used interchangeably. If you're wanting to know God, the law of Moses is the law of the Lord. Received of the Lord, that which also I delivered unto you. But the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup and he supped, saying, This cup is New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
So much like God to do it in this way. very great child, riding on the back of an ass all the way to Bethlehem. No room in the inn. A lowly stable. A cave-like structure, probably, with some gates and fencing. A baby born. A home birth. Farm birth, as you say. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, which are just rags. Laying in a manger. Obviously, it wasn't real cold. You couldn't just wrap a baby up like that and lay it in a manger if it was real cold. None of you do that with your baby if it was like this outside. It's so much like God to fly in the face of man's pride. The shepherds out feeding their flocks, sitting out under a starry night, angels announced the birth of the Messiah. While the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the kings and the Sanhedrin didn't know a thing about it. Wise men from the east, believing the prophecies, travel all the way over to find him that is born King of the Jews. While the rulers of Jerusalem, the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders, the supposed wise men knew nothing of it. They came in and stirred all Jerusalem up. When they went to the scriptures, they knew what the Bible said about where Christ should be born. The modern rabbi, the one I talked to on the phone, says the idea of a Messiah, and he said that's a Christian idea. According to the Jews, there were many Messiahs. David was called a Messiah, blah, blah. That is a lie. That man has lied to himself. The Jews have lied to themselves.
Right.
The Jews of Jesus' day knew that Christ would come. The woman at the well of Sychar knew that Christ was coming. And when they went and asked, where is he that is born King of the Jews? They knew, the scribes knew from the scriptures where he was going to be born. Herod believed it enough that he went out and slew all the children 2 years old and under, trying to get rid of this rival. The kings believed it enough, the Magi, as they traveled from the east, bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They believed that there was a Messiah coming. But God did it in such a way that the humble rejoice. The humble find joy. The humble believer sees the beauty, sees the wisdom, sees the incredible design of such a transaction. The greatest event, the greatest thing that's ever happened to mankind, that God became flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And yet, only the lowly were informed. Angels sang from heaven, but only to some shepherds. And they went and told, spread the news. What a reflection on our God and how He operates. I hope that as we read these scriptures this morning and sang these songs, that you were able to enter into the realities, the awesomeness of what transpired over 2,000 years ago. I hope you were able to think and realize that this is more than a story. It's more than something that people celebrate at Christmas time like they do Santa Claus. But this actually took place on this planet. The Creator became flesh. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. manifestation that was. What a life was lived. What truth was taught and exemplified. What good deeds were done. What self-sacrifice was shown. And yet those whom God did not bother to inform about the birth proved that God had good reason for doing so. Because the first chance they got, they murdered this life. They lied and cheated so they could murder the Prince of Life because they knew not the God that had become flesh. All the while claiming to be a worshiper of that God, a defender of that God, the people of that God. First chance they got, they murdered him. There is no story that is so believable as this. Because it is so... We see it. We see the realities of these dynamics day in, day out around us. We see the workings of pride. We see the workings of God reaching out to the humble. We see it still. The Word of God is so consistent. I hope that you will find a strong desire in your heart to take your place with the humble, the lowly, the shepherd, those in the manger. Skip the inn. Skip the palace. Skip the great mansion of the high priest and the scribe. And meet God in the manger, the stable. That's where I want to be. Let's stand together. We have a selection. Jeff, would you close in prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we honor you and praise you this day, and we thank you so much for all your mercies that you've shown us. Though we are unworthy of the least of thy graces, Lord, we thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to meditate, Lord, upon your great sacrifice, the beginning of which just sending your Son, Lord God, to be born in this world, Father, that there might be a chance of reconciliation, that we might be able, Lord God, to be turned into you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your guidance and your direction, your power that you have given us, Lord God, that we might walk above sin, the flesh, and the devil. Father, give us strength to carry on this week, to do your will, to walk in the ways of righteousness for thy name's sake. Lord, we love you today. We praise you and honor your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. You are dismissed.